Superbook Sports halts digital operations in 8 states. Last Friday, July 19, Superbook Sports became the latest online sportsbook to largely withdraw from the U.S. market when it announced it was ceasing operations in 8 states. The company will only maintain its online presence in Nevada, where it has its flagship retail sportsbook at the Westgate in Las Vegas. Fourth online sportsbook to close this year. At 8:38 p.m. Eastern Time, the company announced via X that it had closed its platforms in Arizona, Colorado, Iowa, Maryland, New Jersey, Ohio, Tennessee, and Virginia as of 8 p.m. Eastern Time that day. This makes Superbook the fourth platform to shut down this year, following the close of Profit Exchange, Sahara Bets, and Unibet earlier in 2024. Like these predecessors, Superbook struggled to gain a significant foothold in markets outside Nevada. Superbook is renowned for its large retail location in Nevada and its NFL Super Contests. Despite plans to extend these contests to other states, the company faced challenges due to the Wire Act, which prevents attracting out-of-state players. Efforts to introduce similar contests locally did not come to fruition. Licenses become available in several states. The closure of Superbook's operations will free up licenses in several states with capped numbers, particularly in Arizona, where a tribal license will eventually open up. This will enable a new operator to enter the previously saturated market. Superbook had been partnered with the Fort Mojave Indian Tribe in Arizona. The latest application window in Arizona recently closed. The state's regulator can issue up to 20 event wagering licenses, divided equally between operators partnered with professional sports franchises and tribes. Following the shutdown of Sahara Bets, which was linked to NHL Coyotes owner Alex Marullo, 7 of the pro franchise licenses are currently taken. No other pro franchise seems likely to qualify for the remaining licenses. On the tribal side, 9 out of 10 licenses are filled after Unibet's exit from Arizona. Unibet had partnered with the Quechan tribe of the Fort Yuma Indian Reservation. The Arizona Department of Gaming closed its latest application window on July 19, committing to consider at least one application each from a tribal casino and a professional sports franchise.